Good morning, students. Welcome to our e-learning today of Austin Secondary School, Oyibo. My name is Mrs. Onwuka, the agricultural science teacher for SS2. Our topic for today is weeds. Want to define weed as a plant growing in an unwanted place. It can be regarded as a plant out of place. Weeds can also be defined as plants that grow where it is not desired, in such a way that it constitutes nuisance either to man or livestock. We have seen it that any plant at all growing where it is not desired or where it is not wanted can be regarded as a weed. We have example, if a maize plant is growing in a yam plot, that maize is regarded as a weed, irrespective of the fact that it is edible, it is useful. But at that particular point in time, that maize plant is not wanted or not planted in that yam farm, which goes a long way to show that any plant at all can be regarded as a weed depending on where it finds itself at a particular time. Let's look at the effects or the economic importance of weeds. Weeds compete with crops for space, light, nutrients, water, and so on. Anywhere there is weed, the crops there cannot do well because there is a very big competition between the crops and the weed. The weeds will take up most of the nutrients and the plants will not grow well and will not yield. Weeds also harbor crop pests and diseases. They introduce crop pests into the farm. They lead to crop losses. Weeds can make a farmer to lose his crops because when weeds are in somebody's farm, the crops there will not yield. Even though they yield, the yield will be very, very low. Increase in costs of production. Control of weeds can increase the farmer's cost of production because you have to weed your farm at least 3-4 times a year, and weeding it may demand you using laborers, which you have to pay, or you can also use herbicide, which you have to also buy. All these things are money, which will increase cost of production. And when the cost of production is increased, it reduces the profit of the farmer. Some weeds are toxic to animals consuming them. For example, the goat weed, that is the Agaretum conizoides. They are dangerous to animals. Very, very toxic. So sometimes the animals, when they go to the bush, especially the goats, goes to eat it and comes back to the house to shout and come back. And from there, it can fall and die if nothing is done. They are very, very dangerous to animals. They also reduce the farmer's income. Weeds reduce the farmer's income because they reduce yield. If the farmer's yield is reduced, the income is also reduced. They serve as mulching materials. weeds, especially grasses when they are dry, you can use it as mulch. Mulching materials, we know the meaning of mulch. We have studied about mulch. But let me remind you the meaning of mulch. Mulching materials are those materials, be it dry grass or any other material, that is used to cover the surface of the soil to avoid evaporation. Mulching materials are not only for evaporation, there are also other needs why the soil should be mulched. Some are medicinal in nature, some weeds are medicinal. See example, the Euphorbia hyta, which is in the same family with the herb that the Madagascar scientists use in the cure of COVID-19. Very, very useful. We have another one that is medicinal also, the Eupetaurum odoratum, commonly called siamweed. Some areas, they call it Elizabeth. Some call it Awolowo. It's very, very common. That one, if you're working in your farm and you wound, if blood is rushing, you can use it, squeeze out the water and apply it, and immediately the bleeding will cease. Highly medicinal. We have another one, the Azadirachta indica. That's the dogonyaro, the one we use to cure malaria. All these are weeds. Some of them are used by the pharmaceutical industries. We have a lot of them that are very, very useful. Some weeds are also edible, like the Talilium triangulae, that's the water leaf. They are edible. You can use it to prepare your soup. Now we have characteristics of weeds. Weeds produce large quantity of seeds. You see them, they produce a large number of seeds which germinate and grows rapidly. They produce large leaves within a short time. You see, they grow fast, and their leaves sometimes are very, very large, and they shed the seedlings of crop plants, depriving them of sunlight. If their leaves are very, very large, they stop or deprive the crop plants of sunlight, and the crop plants may not be under them. They will not receive sunlight. You know the importance of sunlight in a crop. Photosynthesis will be hampered. Most weeds are wind pollinated, and this one will enhance fast spreading. Some weeds are wind pollinated. They are pollinated by winds, by wind. And as such, you see that they spread very, very fast. We have example, the Tridax procumbens. It's a plant pollinated by wind. Production of large quantities of pollen grains. They produce a large quantity of pollen grains, which enhances their reproduction, which makes them to produce a lot of seeds at a time. They produce a lot of seeds at a time, and their reproduction is very, very fast. Majority of them reproduce by seed, and most weeds are deep-rooted and reproduce themselves by seeds. This type of reproduction helps them to spread fast. Because they reproduce by seeds, they can scatter anywhere, and they make them to reproduce very, very fast. You see that weeds are very tolerant to different varied soil and climatic conditions, and this makes it possible for them to gain advantage over other planted crops. They are very, very tolerant. You see, weeds, they are not planted. No agronomic practice is done on them. But you see them growing, having upper hand against the planted crops. They can tolerate any climate, unlike our planted crops. Most of them are highly resistant to numerous plant diseases in the farm. They are very, very resistant to numerous plant diseases. Our planted crops, you see them, small time you see diseases, disease attack. If that plant is not the resistant type, that's the modern variety of crops grown now. If it is the local variety, you see that it will be attacked by disease. But you discover that the weeds in that farm will be growing, which shows that they are highly resistant to diseases. Weeds are also aggressive and persistent. You see, example, the spear grass. Very, very aggressive and persistent. If you weed them today, when you come in the next 2 days, you see that they have started sprouting again. They have started growing again. They are very, very aggressive. And even where they find themselves with the planted crops, they absorb nutrients faster than the planted crops. We have come to the end of the lesson. Remember, we have defined weed. We have looked at the economic importance of weed. Also, we looked at characteristics of weed. Then, these are the assignments for week 4. 1, define weed in your own way. Define weed in your own way. 2, explain how weeds can increase cost of production. Explain how weeds can increase cost of production. 3, mention 3 weeds that are medicinal. 3 weeds that are medicinal. 4, mention 4 weeds that can be used to feed farm animals. Mention 2 grasses and 2 legumes, which you can use to feed farm animals. Make sure you do your assignments, read your book, and remain safe. Thank you.